I will say it's so easy to me because what the president needs is entitlement reform, and he's admitted so much. What the Republicans don't want is taxes going up, and they will not budge on that. But they both agree on tax reform. So within the tax reform, by closing up loopholes and deciding mutual line tax breaks they can live with and lowering rates in the process, they could actually show.
But you just got to the magic part, lowering rates. Obama's version of tax reform as compared to or as opposed to Ronald Reagan's back in 1986. Reagan lowered tax rates and did away with some of the deductions and loopholes. And you know, and that is tax reform. This president is saying we raise the rates. Okay, now we're going to continue to take your taxes because we're going to do away with your deductions, but we're not going to lower rates.
Well, I would think that there's negotiation in there, and that's
what do you want to bet that he doesn't lower rates?
We got to wait to next week on that. First, you have to see if they can get to a point where they're going to go into conference with the budget, and the president's going to submit a budget. But I will say this.
Incidentally, his budget, that's what we should be celebrating for your lunch. He's supposed to, by law, submit a budget the first week in February, I think it is.
Yeah.
And he's not going to submit it, not next week, not till April.
It's unbelievable. It's usually first, and then Congress follows.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's the way.
Right.
I don't want to be overly critical, but there's a question of leadership here, isn't there?
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna give you a bipolar version of what we're of what we've been talking about. Daryl Issa comes forward and says essentially, the president has come forward and wants tax increases. We don't want tax increases. So if you consider that progress, then we have progress. But I don't see much. And then I see Mark Warner say this yesterday, a moderate Democrat from Virginia, who I've often said to you, where are the other Democrats? Why does everyone agree with the president on everything? Listen to him.
This is where I've caused some consternation on my side, that I do think we can do more on the eventual compromise on entitlement reform. I share the belief of even my most progressive colleagues that Medicare, Social Security are some of the greatest programs ever implemented. But I also believe that the basic math around them doesn't work anymore. It's not anybody's fault. It's actually a blessing. We're all living a lot longer. When I was a kid, there were 16 people working for every person paying into Medicare and Social Security. Today, there are only 3 people working for every person paying in. Within 15 years, it'll be 2-1. So the longer we put off this inevitable math problem and figure and fail to come up with a way to make sure that the promise of Medicare and Social Security is not just there for current seniors, but for those 30 years out, I think we do a disservice.
See what I'm talking about, Chris?
He's absolutely right. I mean, look, when Social Security started in 1935, I think the average life expectancy of an American was between 68 and 70. So it was a social insurance program for 3 years, 4 years, until you died. Now, the average life expectancy of an American, if you take men and women, is about 80. And it's a social insurance program for 15 years. It can't sustain at that level.
So we know this, but anytime Republicans bring that up, they don't like old people. When they bring up Medicare reform or any type of Social Security reform, don't like old people. Then you don't like sick people. Then you don't like poor people.
Well, who says that?
But it's the president.
That about them?
The president comes out with his rhetoric, and Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and company, we're not going to cut entitlements so the rich get their tax breaks. And we know that our oil companies get their tax breaks. We know those two things are unrelated. But when you have Democratic senator say this, it makes me think that the ground's beginning to shift and negotiation could actually take place.
Well, look, I would hope you're right because it. Look, it's not complicated.
I know.
The Bowles-Simpson Commission back in December of 2010 came up with the idea of, for instance, their idea, which was real tax reform, lower the rates, do away with the deductions. It turns out that there is, you know, when I say do away, you're not going to do away with all of them, but you limit them, and frankly, you limit them more for rich people. And it turns out that there's $1 trillion a year that the tax system doesn't take in, it spends. In tax expenditures, in deductions, in loopholes, and things like that. You take some of that money to help lower the rates, And you also use some of it to lower the deficit, and you do major reforms to entitlements, and you also do some cuts in spending, and, you know, everybody has to give. And I think that if you had a program, I mean, do I want to see, do I want to lose some of my deductions? No, but on the other hand, if you said to me, your rate is going to be lower, you're not going to get all the deductions, the special things, and if you've got a smart accountant, but your basic rate will be lower, you could sit there and say, well, I can live with that. And conversely, if I knew that my rate was going to be lower, then, you know, maybe I'd be willing, you know, the other side would say, well, if they're going to be taking more money from rich people like Brian Kilmeade, well, then, you know, everybody's got to tighten their belt. Everybody's going to have to take a little bit of a hit.
Yeah.
And the shared sacrifice, and that's what we need. But people have been unwilling to do that.
Well, listen, let's look at, honestly, GE paying no taxes, Google paying no taxes.
Yeah, but it's not that they're tax avoiding. It's because they have a loophole system.
Exactly.
Where you can count losses against. And you know, that's part of the accounting system. I mean, why would you pay taxes if you didn't have to pay taxes?
Exactly. It's not their job to pay taxes. It's their job to maximize profit for their shareholders and for their employees.
And it's their job to look and see, and if there's a loophole, you take the loophole. I don't think the GE did anything wrong. They were able, you know, to
Either
take
do
some
I.
accounting losses against their profits, but, and it ended up being zero.
And for the record, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there's play there.
I think you're not only are you an Obama lover, you're a socialist.